We've told you lots on the show this year about the dilemma faced by many Syrian refugees trapped in Greece, thousands of them stuck in the country after European authorities basically blocked them there. But it's not just Syrians who are seeking asylum in Europe. Gene Carstensen recently met some young Somali journalists at the Moria refugee camp on the island of Lesbos. Here's their story.
Journalists aren't allowed inside Moria, so I probably wouldn't have met Kamal Hassan if it hadn't been for the fire. In September, refugees protesting the horrible conditions in the camp set much of it ablaze. The 4,000 people living inside were forced to evacuate and spilled into the roads surrounding the camp. I was in the crowd when someone tapped me on the shoulder. A young man with friendly dark eyes introduced himself as Kamal Hassan. He told me he was a journalist from Somalia. He and two other Somali journalists were seeking asylum. They'd all been targeted by the extremist group Al-Shabaab in Mogadishu. But now they were stuck in Moria, and he urgently wanted to tell me their story. A few days later, I pick up Kamal and Kothar Adraman at the camp. Kothar is only 21. She's been a journalist since she was 16. Kothar doesn't speak any English, so Kamal tells me about her long journey from Somalia to Greece.
No, with a friend.
With a friend.
Yeah.
All the way from Mogadishu.
Yeah.
Oh, so far.
Kothar built and runs her own news website. She's the only female journalist in Somalia to have done so. She even has her own theme song. Kothar is young, but she's tough. Al-Shabaab militants are known for targeting journalists in their homes. So she lived in a safe house with other female journalists. She only saw her mother once or twice a year.
It was like 3 years minimum. I don't meet with my family home. I was with the friends.
And this is because it was too dangerous for her to go home.
It's like she is fear about the Shabaab. She can't stay with her family because they will come to kill her.
Somalia is one of the most dangerous places in the world to be a journalist. 30 have been killed there in the past 4 years alone. Kamal was also threatened by Al-Shabaab. They attempted to shoot him when he tried to visit his mother in Mogadishu.
So they have your name and where you walk, where you live, where is your family. All the time they are looking you, but you don't know.
So he fled too. On the dinghy from Turkey to Lesbos, he met the third Somali journalist, Yasin Abukar. Yasin was kidnapped by Al-Shabaab twice, barely escaping with his life. Then last year, Al-Shabaab bombed the house where Yasin's wife and child were staying.
The latest, while I flee, they throw me in a bomb. My baby boy, they think that I was in here.
Yasin wasn't there, but his wife was injured and his baby boy was killed. Kothar, Yasin, and Kamal hope to return to Somalia one day and continue working as journalists. But for now, they're stranded in Moria, awaiting their asylum hearings. Under the EU-Turkey deal on migrants, they can't leave Lesbos until their cases are decided. It's unlikely, though, that anyone other than Syrians will be granted asylum. In spite of these obstacles, they remain hopeful authorities might help them. Meanwhile, Kothar's ambitions haven't flagged a bit. When she can get a good internet connection, she still manages to update her news website every once in a while from the camp with video reports from other Somali journalists. One day she wants to be famous.
Still, I like to be a journalist. So, and I need to publish everything is going on the world. And I need to give understand my people what is going on the world.
For the world, Gene Carstensen, Lesbos, Greece.
Gene's reporting in Greece is supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.